Well, the telecommunications minister said on Friday that the digital migration project was back on track and that the end of March deadline was going to be met. The last site in the Northern Cape to still have analog television broadcasts had signal turned off on Friday. And we have been sharing with you news about those who qualify for subsidized digital set-top boxes to apply for them at the South African Post Office. But what about people who earn above a very low ceiling in terms of money who don't qualify for a subsidized set-top box? I know that I've had communication from listeners who said we've gone to various retail stores that sell this kind of equipment, and the salespeople have scratched their heads and said, what are you talking about? Simnikiwe Mzakandaba is the IT and government editor at IT Web. Simnikiwe, good morning.
Good morning, John, and good morning to the listeners as well.
Where are those non-subsidized digital set-top boxes available to be bought?
It's a good question, John.
I hope you have a good answer.
In terms of government, currently doesn't have subsidized set-top boxes in the retail market, but there are other commercial products that meet the requirements for migration from analog to digital. And these commercial options include your normal DSTV decoder, an OpenView HD or StarSat decoder. But alternatively, households can also purchase what is referred to a digital TV. And the department has said this digital TV has to be the one that has the Go Digital sign. So ultimately, those unsubsidized households have to just purchase these set-top boxes out of their own pockets.
Yeah, and digital TVs have come down in price. When they first hit the market, they were significantly more expensive than the non-smart TVs. But they have now come down in price. But they are still not something that people who just are above the line at which you can below which you can get a subsidized set-top box, and they're not going to be. You know, there's a significant percentage of our people who are not going to be able to afford them, and they aren't using the other services because those services have a monthly subscription, not terribly high. So there is still a need for something that can receive a digital signal and put it onto your still analog TV.
Completely correct, John. What I do know is that a cheaper option in terms of these decoders would be the OpenView HD, because what it essentially means is that you'd pay a once-off, in the sense that the household would buy the decoder, the satellite dish, well, paying for the decoder, the satellite dish, and the installation, and that would be a once-off payment, which ranges around maybe just over 1,000. I could be mistaken, but that's the argument that's been out there with organizations such as SOS Coalition, because they're saying that these households that are referred to as the missing middle actually can't really afford, you know, either a digital TV or these decoders. So government has to actually step up and produce or find a manufacturer for government-subsidized set-top boxes. And that process, from the last time I checked, it's still in the pipeline. We don't know if they've been able to find.
We were supposed to digitally migrate by 2005.
That's true. And the thing is, they only put out a tender for this particular manufacturer that would, manufacture these type of government subsidized set-top boxes in June this year. So we don't even know if the tender has been awarded to a specific manufacturer. As in terms of availability, I feel like that would probably be the most, affordable option for those households that fall outside of what government has described as households that fall outside the 3,500 mark, the criteria that they set.
Thank you very, very much. Simnikiwe Mzakandaba is the IT and government editor at IT Web.